A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, 10A, pagination page 19, towards the bottom of the page. Our topic for today is mezuzah, coming from one of the most unlikely of places. The question that we're dealing with is, if the room that the Kohen Gadol was held in, this Lishkas Parhedrin, was that room Chayev in Mezuzah? Now, the Gemara does not confront directly the awesome ramification of this Gemara, but what I'd like you to keep in mind are two shilas that Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein, poses in relationship to this Gemara. He wants to know, number one, if you would have a timeshare apartment in which you only have rights to be there and you are only there 7 days out of every year, would that apartment, that condo, be obligated in mezuzah from your perspective? Would you be mechuyev to put up a mezuzah? And of course, he wants to extrapolate from this Gemara that if the Kohen Gadol's room that was only used 7 days a year would be obligated in mezuzah, then so would you. How's that for being in the company of the Kohen Gadol? Not bad comparison. Another question. The Kohen Gadol had to be there. He had to be in this location. We told him exactly where he needed to be, and he was, to a certain extent, confined. Question might be, if a person is under house arrest in a specific building, so if it's a prison, Rachmana Litzlan, so a prison is not a diras kavod, and many poskim say that it's not obligated in a mezuzah. It's not an honorable dwelling, in certain ways, similar to the way that a bathroom is pater from mezuzah. It's not a diras kavod, it's not a place of dwelling of honor. House arrest...
It doesn't affect...
Can't hear you.
It doesn't affect them. Doesn't it factor in that it's a place that you don't really have control over and you might not have permission to put it there? In a prison?
Okay, but what happens if it's a Jewish prison? Eretz Yisrael?
Okay.
Are they going to be obligated to put mezuzahs up?
Right, okay.
Over here also, for better or for worse, unfortunately, there are lots of Jewish prisoners and there are advocacy groups. Let's say they would accommodate us. I mean, but if you go to the essence of the prison concept and say that it's not a diras kavod, it's not an honorable place, so then by definition it could be it's pater. What would happen by house arrest? Sometimes you have these weird situations where a politician, they don't know if they want to prosecute, if they don't want to prosecute, they put him under house arrest. It's like this in-between stage. So... if it's his own home, obviously it's still going to have his mezuzahs. If it's not his own home, if they dedicate a place, they want to keep him comfortable, but they want to keep him confined. They don't have the right to put him in prison. He wasn't convicted of anything, but they're keeping him confined specifically in this building. So the building is comfortable, but he's being confined. So in certain ways, he's similar to the Kohen Gadol. Presumably, the room was very comfortable. They're taking care of the Kohen Gadol. He's one of the most prestigious people in the nation. But nevertheless, there's a confined aspect to it. And are you mechuyev or not mechuyev when you're confined? What's the halacha in such a case? So let's see the Gemara. It starts about 8 lines from the bottom at the end of a line at the 2 dots. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. I'm sorry, I couldn't find any Gemaras.
Okay.
Kol alishko shahayu b'mikdash. All the rooms that were in the Beis HaMikdash, lo hayu lo en mezuzah, generally there were no mezuzahs. Chutz milishkas parhedrin, Shahaya Babestira Likoin Gadol, the Chachamim say that this room, Lishkas Parhedrin, had a mezuzah because it had a dwelling place. He would sleep there. He was comfortable. He was using it like a house. Omer Rav Yehuda said, Valokama Lishkas Hayu Bamikdash Ha'ilam Bestira. There were lots of places that had dwelling. The Kohanim, the Levium, there were places that they were there. Velohayila and mezuzah, and Rabbi Yehuda says there were no mezuzahs. Elo lishkas parhedrin gezeira haisa. Lishkas parhedrin was a special legislation that required a mezuzah, and as we'll see on Amud Beis, because they didn't want to give the impression that he was being incarcerated. Now, what's very interesting is that over here, we're being told that the Chachamim say that there's an obligation of mezuzah by Lishkas Parhedrin, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, really, there's no obligation. He's agreeing that if you went to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Lishkas Parhedrin, there was a mezuzah there, but that's a special legislation. It's rabbinic. We don't want to give the impression that he's being incarcerated, so we gave him a mezuzah. The Chachamim, the first opinion, was saying it's obligated, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's potter, it's absolved, just that we put one on for other reasons. Good? The flip side is the case of sukkah, which is brought in this Gemara, one line up. Sukkah sachag b'chag, a sukkah, it's a 7-day usage. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, in this case Rabbi Yehuda says it's biblically obligated in mezuzah. V'chachomim potrim, and the chachomim say it's absolved. So it's very interesting. We have a 7-day usage, and it's the reverse opinions. The Chachamim who said by Kohen Gadol, obligated, say by Sukkah Potter. Rabbi Yehuda who says essentially Potter by Kohen Gadol, is saying Chayiv by Sukkah. So the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to say they're following two very different reasonings. Turn to Amud Beis, and it's about the middle of the page. The first word on the line is V'sukkah. And the Gemara says in the name of Rava, V'sukkah taima luchud, V'lishka taima luchud. Sukkah has its own reasons, and the room of Parhedrin for the Kohen Gadol has its own reasons. Sukkah taima luchud, what's the logic by sukkah? Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda follows his opinion. You'll remember from the first Mishnah in sukkah, when we discuss how tall a sukkah is allowed to be, the Chachamim say you're only entitled until 20 amos, because it's possible to build it as a temporary structure. More than 20 amos, you have to start making it with supports, and it's not a temporary structure anymore, and that's no good because we want a temporary structure. So of course the Chachamim say temporary structure, potter from mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, you can build it more than 20 amos because he's fine with a diras keva. It's an official dwelling. It's a permanent dwelling as far as he's concerned. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda letaimei, domar sukkah diras keva ba'inan u'machayva b'mezuzah. And therefore, sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is obligated in mezuzah. We obviously don't paskin like that. V'rabbonan letaimayu, how did the Rabbonan paskin, which is what we do? Da amri sukkah diras aray ba'inan, you need a temporary dwelling, v'lo machayva b'mezuzah, and it's not obligated in mezuzah. And we actually followed that opinion through, and we would Passel invalidate a sukkah that's too high. If it's more than 20 amos, we would say invalid. It has to be a temporary dwelling. So we understand how sukkah works. Sukkah works according to the Chachamim, diras arai, temporary, and therefore there's no mezuzah. Let's continue. What about that room for the Kohen Gadol that the Chachamim came along and said is obligated in mezuzah? V'lishka taima luchud. That room had its own reasoning. Rabbanon savri dira bal korcha shema dira. The Rabbanon are holding that a dwelling place against your will is considered a dwelling place. For Rabbi Yehuda savar dira bal korcha lo shema dira, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that a dwelling place against your will is not considered a dwelling place. Midrabbananu d'dakinu la, and it's only a rabbinic legislation that the Lishkas Parhejin gets a mezuzah, shalo yomru, people shouldn't say, Kohen Gadol chovesh bevesu asurim, that the Kohen Gadol is locked up in a prison, so they put on a mezuzah to give the impression that it's willfully, it's kind of his own home, just that it happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Zilberstein, on the topic of time shear, says that if you have 7 days out of every year rental, then it adds up. That's the approach. He leaves it as a bit of a question, but he seriously considers, and he obligates you in a mezuzah, albeit without a bracha, because he says the 7 days add up, and eventually you're up to your 30-day rental, and the 30-day rental is considered substantial enough that you're obligated in mezuzah. If you take a look, though, on Amud Aleph, going back to the first side of the daf, Tosfos in the second Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, why don't we ask, L'chashev name lishkes beis ha'evin? Remember the person who was going to do the para aduma, he also was sequestered, also for 7 days. Tosfos asked, was his room obligated in a mezuzah? And Tosfos gives two reasons why it was not obligated in a mezuzah. The second reason is, achas lekama shonim lo choshev dira. A 7 day sequestering that only happens once in many years doesn't count. So Rav Zilberstein says it could be that what Tosfos is saying is this concept, that since it happens over many years, it presumably is not going to be the same Kohen who's going to be secluded. It's highly unusual to do 2 para adumas in your lifetime, and even that would only add up to 14 days. It's still not the 30 days that we describe as a dwelling temporary enough but permanent enough that you would be obligated in mezuzah. And that's why the room for the para aduma would not get a mezuzah. But the room for the Kohen Gadol would get a mezuzah, even though it's only 7 days a year. And he extrapolates that the case of timeshare should be obligated in a mezuzah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.